Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I'm going to play a podcast that was previously recorded. You may have heard of the guest before. It was Stephen Polk. I brought him on as my second episode, and we talked about the market of Memphis, where he's at. But on this podcast, we're going to talk about investing in real estate with minimal money and how to get started doing wholesaling. And I think it was pretty beneficial. That's why I want to do a playback for you guys. And I hope you guys take something away from it and you find it beneficial.
Maybe about a month ago, I did a video on YouTube called How to Make $100,000 Wholesaling Using Zillow 10 Hours a Week. So this week, I wanted to take a deeper dive into wholesaling, you know, why I think it's one of the best ways to get into real estate. For one, you don't have to pay any money out of pocket, maybe for stamps, but it also allows you to be able to, you know, build up your reserve so you can really actively become a true investor. My boy, Stephen, I met Stephen back in college at Oral Roberts University. I got him on the line. He's been in real estate for a while. He started maybe a year or two before I did. So I kind of want to get his insight, you know, just give you guys a different perspective of another active investor who's made a lot of money in real estate. He started out doing wholesaling as well. You know what I mean? He didn't know I was doing real estate. I didn't know he was doing real estate. We kind of just came in. At one point, we were on the phone one day. He's like, yeah, man, I'm doing real estate. And I'm like, oh, I am too. He's been killing it. He's in Memphis. So yeah, we're going to do a quick little webinar for you guys. And if you're not on the webinar, you've listened to the podcast, feel free to go to How to Make $100,000 Wholesaling Using Zillow 10 Hours a Week on YouTube and, you know, pretty much get that rundown. And I pretty much broke down exactly how you can make so much money on Zillow without, you know, not knowing a whole bunch about real estate. That one video alone will help you get started. So anyway, I'm going to quit talking. Stephen, go ahead and introduce yourself and let everybody know about you and what you've been doing in real estate.
What's up, guys? Been knowing Dre for a long time, since freshman year of college. We'd sit in the dorm rooms and talk about ways to create wealth. We both knew we wanted to get it back then. Wasn't really sure how, but, you know, we stayed focused. And, you know, it's crazy how we kept in contact over the years, you know, every now and then. But it's crazy one time we talked and he's like, you know, what you doing? I was like, well, I'm doing real estate. He's like, I'm doing real estate too. I'm like, what? No, you're not. He's like, yeah, I am. So, you know, we both, even back then, visualized what we wanted to do and ended up actually doing the same thing, which was pretty crazy. But yeah, I'm going to just kind of, man, talk about how I got started in wholesaling. And by the way, Dre, you didn't ever tell me about this How to Make 100,000 video, kind of sore on that, but, you know, it's all good. Wholesaling, man, is a great way to kind of get into real estate without having your own cash or credit. You don't need credit either. You're basically just putting together buyers and sellers, pretty much like a brokerage fee. You can do your own advertising. Honestly, don't even need, as long as you got an internet and laptop, you're fine. And you probably don't even need that. You could go to the public library and just use a computer for free, you know, as well as the internet. You just need to know how to market. But I just wanted to kind of share my story on how I got started. I basically put out bandit signs, and there's a ton of ways to get started and to do, you know, marketing. But I think I spent like maybe $200 I went out at 3 o'clock in the morning. I put out bandit signs on every major intersection in Memphis. And be careful with that, guys, because I did get a couple of calls from city officials. I wouldn't recommend to tell them what I told them, but I said, hey, you know, you guys, I'm creating tax money for you. So, but I don't really recommend that. But anyway, I ended up getting a call and I had a gentleman that told me he was interested. And I went over to see the house. It was trashed, needed paint. You could tell someone had just moved out recently because some of the tenants' things were in there. And the gentleman had just basically got tired of real estate. He just didn't want the property anymore. So I ran comps in the area. I found out how much the house was worth. At the time, I didn't really know about repairs, but I do recommend that you guys do your research on evaluating the deal and seeing how much a house would need in repairs. It just helps in the future, but don't let that deter you from getting started. So I ended up meeting the guy in the parking lot. At the time, my car was not the best. I was a little embarrassed. And I told him, I said, hey, man, you know, the house is in bad shape. I asked him how much he wanted. You know, he told me he wanted $10,000 for it. So I put the house under contract for $10,000. I called my investor and I ended up selling the house for 14.5. So I was able to make the difference. I did an assignment contract with them and made $4,500. And I was like, hey, you know what? This works. And it did take, I think it took me like 2.5 months to get my first deal. So, but I stuck with it. I stayed persistent. I had a bunch of no's. I had a couple of deals that fell through the pipeline. But, you know, if you stick with it, you know, get you a good marketing strategy, you know, it's a good way for you to enter real estate. I still do a little wholesaling now. Got a couple of purchases.
To hop in real quick, you should never get away from wholesaling. You know what I mean? Like me and Stephen, we talked about this a couple months ago because we were doing deals. And when you're doing flips, you need capital to make sure that the flip goes smoothly. And a lot of times, if you, for instance, I put, you know, I think I got about $60,000 out there on flips. That's one of the downsides of doing flips. If you do it multiple at one time, you kind of run out of money. And if you run out of money and a project needs more money, where are you going to get it from while you're waiting? So we talked about that, what, 2 months ago when you came out here? It's like, yeah. When you're doing flips, you need to make sure that you're still doing wholesale deals to keep money coming in, because flips take a while, or just deals in general take a long time. It's not an overnight thing. So you got to be doing wholesale deals because you can make that money real fast, and it'll keep you afloat in between when your flip gets done if you don't have any other income coming in. So you kind of want to have multiple income streams, and you want to keep it all in one industry. I kind of like doing that. So wholesaling and flipping, you're still within real estate. You know what I mean? And so once you get to the point of where you can educate people on how to do real estate, you can maybe use that as an income stream as well. But give your input on that, why you feel wholesaling is still a good idea, even if you're doing flips.
No, absolutely, man. I would have to agree 110%. And I know we just talked about that the other day. I think I've got like 3 or 4 flip projects going on right now. And I actually just wholesaled a deal about a couple of days ago. And that was, you know, it was just a nice little chance to cover some expenses and that kind of thing like that. Because as he said, as you build up your team, and then you're going to have other, you know, other investors come in as well, and they're going to see what you're doing, and they're going to want to, and you're going to say, hey, you know, if you're successful at it, and especially if you're branding yourself right, you're going to have people that want you to come in. So that's one thing. It actually helps you expand your brand, and you need to be able to wholesale to those guys when they ask, like, hey, what do you have going? Like, you don't necessarily have to. I actually do manage the projects that my investors bring in. You don't necessarily have to do that, but it's good for branding purposes. So if you're still wholesaling to these guys, you still have income come in, and you have potential investors for your flips as well. So that's one reason you should still wholesale. And the second thing is, just going back up with what Dre said, man, when you get into like 3-4 flips, like, you know, you got to have down payments until you're in a position where you just have a lot of liquid. it's just good to have. And then you don't even have to top all your liquid. Like I said, you can attract other investors outside just from wholesaling. So create a system, market, bring in some people to help you market. And yeah, actually, yeah, definitely keep wholesaling.
When you're doing flips, and say, for instance, you got two or three flips going, you got all your money in the flip, and then a contractor's like, oh, man, I found out we got to do this. And then you find out you got to put up another $2,000. Where are you going to get it from? You know what I mean? If you're not working, even if you are working, do you have time to wait for your next paycheck to come in and pull the $2,000 out of that paycheck to get that house done? You know what I mean? So you need to have the funds available and, you know, keeping a job and wholesaling. And because if you're constantly marketing, you're going to always have deals coming in. And you know, if you got two or three flips going and you're still marketing, but even if you're not marketing anymore and someone calls you from something that you did 2 months ago, you going to turn the property down? No, you're going to get it. You might not be able to flip it or do something with it, but you sell the contract to somebody else. So don't tell the person, oh, I can't help you out because I got three properties going. I can't buy this from you. No, you flip that to someone else and make a quick $2,000 or $3,000 off of it and use that money for whatever you want to use it for.
You know? No. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And again, just, man, I can't express again, it helps you. It helps you expand your brand just because you can't do the flip. I mean, you know, you may pass on making the big liquidity on that particular one. But again, you just made something if you had money tied up, you know, so you're making something again. Dre and I are big on expanding the brand. So make sure you're videotaping your flips or, you know, taking pictures of your wholesale deals and keeping track of those buyers as well. So, yeah, and, definitely.
You know, piggyback on that again, not to mention, say, for instance, you got a wholesale deal. You got something on the contract. If you go to like a REIA, Real Estate Investment Club, or you go to a meetup group and say, hey, I got a property with such and such amount of equity. I got it on the contract. Who wants to buy it? So now, you look like the go-to person, to, you know, for people to buy houses from. So now you become that person. Oh, yeah, that's the guy that got up there last week who had a house for sale. Now people are going to think you get houses. So now you got people coming to look you down, investors coming to look you down for properties. So now that's like, it kind of makes your job easy. You don't got to do too much anymore now because you've already, you know, established yourself as a person who can get houses. You know what I mean? So like you said, expanding the brand, making you look like an expert. So now when you get done with the flips, you don't even have to worry about using your own capital anymore because now you got these investors knocking your door down for property. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Why, you know, that's why wholesaling is so big, because wholesaling is like the gateway to real estate. You know what I mean? I'm going to say drugs, like smoking weed is like the gateway to doing all bunch of other stuff. You know what I mean? Like real talk. So, yeah. Wholesaling is that. You know what I mean? Once you get into wholesaling, man, so many of the avenues open up for you, and it kind of makes real estate easy because doing wholesale deals, you learn how to analyze deals. So yep. When it's time for you to do your flips, you've broken down. If you wholesale, you know, 10 or 15 deals, you'll know right away when you see something what to do with it. You know the exit strategy to go behind that one deal that you just picked up. But you only learn that through wholesaling. You don't get that from flipping. You're trying to figure out the best way to get this house signed so you can flip it to somebody else to make quick cash. You just learn how to analyze deals within a matter of, you know, 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Wholesaling is like an internship into real estate investing. And I'm going to throw this tip out too. When you are wholesaling, you're not going to be able to sell every property, but you're going to run across like a lot of potential buyers. Ask those buyers if you can volunteer on a site or if you can, you know, shadow them. You've got to make it worth their while, though. Like, they don't want their time wasted. But, I mean, if you volunteer your time and you say, hey, I can help you with projects, Dre and I both can tell you, we always need people to run, like, little errands, go to houses, take pictures, analyze deals. And if you can make yourself valuable, you can learn the business that much faster, as well as, you know, learning what makes a good deal and where investors are buying that and that kind of thing like that too.
One of the things that we do with our students and our clients, you know, like I said, we coach and mentor people. You know, we teach them how to wholesale, and then we're an investor to them. So you know, again, like you said, we get people to analyze deals for us because we really don't want to still be out here doing marketing. You know what I mean? Like, it's time consuming to put down the Excel spreadsheet and put all these lists on there and send them out. But like, newbies getting into the game, that's one thing that they should do because you learn the game that way. And then for a newbie coming in the game, for us, at least for our clients, them analyzing deals is a means for them to make money because they know if they analyze a good deal, they can send it right to us. And if it's a good deal, we're going to buy it. You know what I mean? So like, take advantage of wholesaling and learning that process because again, you know, reach out to us. Now you guys, whoever listened to this podcast or watching this webinar on YouTube, now you guys have an investor on deck that you can call and sell a property to. You know what I mean? So we'll list the information here. Go to residualroll.com. Reach out that way. We'll leave information at, you know, at the end of the podcast for people to reach out. So you right there got the advantage that I didn't have when I first got into real estate. When I first got in, I didn't have a buyer's list. I didn't have anybody. So I lost 10 deals because I was so hungry. I got in, I went out, I did the marketing, and I had 10 people call me back, and I got them. We got the deal. But we was like, oh, well, who's going to buy them from us? But you guys kind of got that advantage, at least in this case. You know what I mean? One of the hardest parts is finding a buyer to, you know, buy properties, and you kind of have that already. So wholesaling should be easy. Wholesaling should be what you guys want to do after listening to this podcast.
And you know what? But what I would say is I don't think it's necessarily – finding buyers is the hard part. If you know how to analyze deals, your buyers will come. And you guys going with the residual roles will actually show you where to find your buyers. So it's kind of like you do the legwork before you actually start to get out there. So once you learn the ropes on what a good deal entails, then residual roles will show you like, hey, you can market it this way to attract this buyer, that buyer. And like Andre said, we're buyers ourselves. So, I mean, you know, you're starting off with buyers already anyway.
Yeah, so you're ahead of the game. So the only thing that most people need to do listening to this is just start. You know what I mean? And so that's why, again, it's not rocket science. And people think real estate investing is rocket science. It's really not that hard. People are like, oh, you got to be a part of the 10% or the 5%. No, you don't. You just need to be educated on how to get into real estate. And most people just see fix and flop on HGTV and think that's how you do it. And that's like only one aspect of real estate. There's like multifamily investing. There's mobile home park investing. There's commercial real estate. You know what I mean? There's so many different avenues. But for beginners, again, the video on YouTube, how to make $100,000 wholesaling using Zillow would be where you should start because it doesn't require you to do anything but spend, you know, a couple hours behind a computer looking at houses and it breaks down exactly what you have to do. And that's, you know, that's a form of wholesaling and one of the easiest ones versus you trying to figure out what kind of letter to send a person. You know what I mean? You don't have to do all that. You can just look on the video that I posted online and on YouTube and figure out steps on how to get started.
Guys, don't reinvent the wheel. Like, I mean, we've been doing this for quite a while. We've bumped our heads enough to kind of save you time. That's the whole reason we actually did these podcasts because, you know, we realized the freedom, the financial freedom that we bring, and we wanted to help people to avoid the hurdles that we had to get through ourselves to get started. So, you know, it's just another way that you can kind of jump ahead of the game and create yourself some income like a lot sooner than even we were able to do. So I just kind of wanted to throw that in.
Wholesaling is another way to supplement your income. Like what most people don't do when they get into real estate or when they think about trying to leave their job, I don't think most people sit down and calculate how much their expenses are. You know what I mean? Like I said this before and I say it all the time, people's brains have a reticular activator. So you have to kind of give it a number. It's, for instance, like you see a car that you want. You see this car everywhere. You know, say you want a Honda and you're like, oh man, I really want to get this car. So now everywhere you go, you're going to see that Honda everywhere. Once you buy the Honda, you're going to see it everywhere because your reticular activator has registered that particular thing in your brain. You know, it's a filter that you have. Pretty much that's what it is. So I bring that up to say you have to give your brain a number on what you need so it can produce that number. So if your expenses are $5,000 a month, then you know with wholesaling, you have to do at least one deal that gives you $5,000 a month. You need to set that particular number up in your brain So track your expenses. Go through and see exactly how much you need to be able to supplement your income, and that'll give you how many, you know, wholesale deals you have to do a month so you can leave your job and give yourself financial freedom. You know what I mean? You don't got to be rich, but financial freedom is the same thing as being able to supplement your income. That's all it is. You know what I mean? So wholesaling will, you know, most people's expenses, depending on where you live. I live in California, so mine are a lot higher than, you know, most people's. But if you live somewhere in the Midwest or Florida, your expenses should be no more than, what, $3,000 or $4,000 a month? That's literally like two deals. Like Stephen's first deal was $4,000. My first deal was $3,500. So you can easily supplement your income in the Midwest or in the South by doing wholesaling. In California, you kind of can too, depending on where you market and find the right property. But it's so much easier in other parts of the U.S.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, guys, while you, and it's still, you still got to sacrifice, man. You still got to have discipline while you're building this business. You know, keep your expenses low so that these wholesale deals do cover them. You know, you want to get to the point where, you know, you're reinvesting the profits that you're making from your wholesale deals and getting marketing even more for more wholesale deals to eventually get over into purchasing your own property if that's what you desire. Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good point you just brought up, man. I did this before I left my job. I paid down all my credit card debt and I refinanced my car to give me a lower monthly payment. You know what I mean? So I cut cable. I cut different things to, you know, lessen my expenses so that I would be able to really get out here and leave my job and not have as much money that I come up with every month so I can get going. So I understand if that was me, I would lower my expenses off my first couple of wholesale deals, get down to where it's like maybe rent and car payment or whatever else necessity that you have. And then once I reach that point, then I would break down, you know what I mean, what I need to make doing wholesale deals. And it'll just get you, it'll accelerate you in real estate a lot faster.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And another thing I want to throw in too, like all your deals, don't try to, you know, don't be greedy in this business. It's enough. You know, you got to have an abundant mindset. You got to, you know, you got to believe there's so many deals, so many different situations, so many different opportunities. Once you start getting into the energy of wholesaling, you're going to be like, damn, like this, you know, I never knew it was, you know, this many scenarios, you know, out there. Yeah. Don't try to hit a home run every deal. In my market, like Dre said, I mean, starting off with three, four thousand a month, it will cover your expenses. If you do three small deals in a month at, you know, just let's just say $3,000 a piece, that's $9,000. You know, if you multiply that by 12, that's what, 78 grand a year. You know, so by being in the pool, you're gonna get wet, is what we always say. So you're gonna get the home run deals as well. So if you're doing three little small deals and then you do one huge deal a quarter, you know, 10,000 plus, you can really do well with this business.
One thing I want to address that you just said, don't be greedy on a deal. What will kill a deal is people being greedy. And man, what I've experienced so many times is you get a deal where you got a wholesaler who has a house and he wants to make $10,000 off the house on a wholesale deal, which is cool if there's enough equity. But you know what? That comes up when it's time for closing. And if you don't do a double close, that's going to be exposed. And it's like, this dude trying to make 10 grand off his house just giving me a piece of paper. And if that dude's going to make 10 grand and the investor might only make 15, he's going to be pissed off. You know what I mean? Because he's putting up everything. So you'll lose the deal real fast trying to be greedy. All you're doing is selling a piece of paper to someone else. So if you take $5,000, let the person buying the house make most of the money. You know what I mean? So you'll lose on a deal by trying to take too much on a wholesale deal. You know what I mean? So
and
how many times you think that step where you lose a deal because someone's trying to take way too much on a wholesale?
Right. And another thing I'll say to just off of what you're saying, man, like when you're wholesaling and joint venturing with people, I mean, be fair, man. Like I do 50-50 deals. I didn't start off like that, to be honest, but I do 50-50 deals because when you have established yourself as, you know, people know you can close and you have your buyers, these guys will continuously feed you deals. And if you're speaking to somebody and, you know, they don't feel, and they start learning the business and they're like, man, this guy's getting, you know, all of this, you know, again, this to each is his own. I just know from my personal experience by doing 50-50 ventures, these guys come back to me over and over and over again to where you want to create a residual effect to where you're not even really doing a ton of marketing. You may do some, but at this point, guys, I hear and I follow a lot of guys on Facebook locally, and we all know each other. These guys are spending a ton of money on marketing. I don't spend that much money on marketing. I got a lot of guys that I just JV with. They bring me the deals, and I have my investors. Dre, you did hit on something important, and I wanted you to kind of elaborate on this. You mentioned a double close. A lot of people may not be familiar with that. Can you explain an assignment contract, a double close, which is I just taught on that today, and just kind of, you know, go over the difference between the two?
Yeah, pretty much an assignment contract is if I find a deal, I get the deal. This is pretty much what a wholesale is. I get the house on a contract between me and the seller. Then I take that contract and then I assign it to the buyer. So now I no longer own this piece of property or this piece of paper that I got on the contract. I've assigned it to the person who's going to buy it. So that's pretty much what an assignment is. So the double close, it's like if you're trying to hide how much money you're going to make on this assignment, on this wholesale to this other, to the buyer, you need to do a double close so that they don't see how much money you're going to make on the transaction. Because if you just do one close, all of the information comes up at closing for everyone to see on the HUD. So everyone will see exactly how much money you're going to make. So close, you know, the person is only going to see what's going between the buyer and the seller, and that's it. What you make in the equation is not going to be anywhere on the HUD or seen by anybody. You know what I mean? That's going to be a totally separate close. So it's going to be you close with the buyer closes with the seller versus it being you and the buyer. That's it. Or the buyer and the seller. That's it. That makes sense.
Cool.
So yeah, you pretty much, and again, if it's a deal that has a lot of equity in it, sometimes it makes sense to do a double close so that the buyer really doesn't get to see how much you're going to make, because that could really piss him off. So sometimes it does make sense. You just pay the closing fees, pay the closing costs to keep the amount that you're going to make a secret. It don't really matter, because obviously you're making enough money to want to hide it from them. So sometimes it makes sense to double close and, you know, take the profit. But starting out, I wouldn't do it. And the only way that I really would do it, if it was a substantial deal, that I would have to like, all right, man, I got to kind of take advantage on this situation here. But for the most part, I would just stick with, you know, basic wholesale and take $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 just for doing the contract and move on to the next house. Or just keep using that investor. Keep going back to that same person you wholesale that deal to and be like, hey, I got another one. Hey, I got another one. So you can easily make $5,000 to $10,000, $15,000 off this one person that you wholesale to versus trying to make it all in one deal. Make all 3 or 4 deals. You know, build a relationship versus trying to take advantage of the guy. Yeah, real estate is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It ain't a get rich quick thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to take, it's going to take you a while to build wealth in this industry.
Yeah, definitely. You got to think, create value, man. Like, the more value you creating for a person. So make sure that person is profitable. And I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, you bring a deal to me and Andre, like, I mean, we're going to know if the deal be profitable. And I was going to say too, when you learn your investors, you'll see if they are have been in the industry for quite a while, more than likely they won't care what you're making. You kind of have to seek that out between like new investors or new people. You kind of have a bunch of people. But if you're closing deals with the same amount of people, as long as the deal makes sense for them, they're not going to care about how much you make. So I just kind of want to know that.
Yeah, they're making at least a 25%, 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But I'm just saying, I wanted to give them, because you're going to run into that scenario. I ran into it in the beginning. I have not ran into that again since the beginning of when I started. So I wanted them to know that that could be something that they run across in the beginning and to not take advantage of that in the beginning. You know what I mean? Just get in and make some money, and that's it.
You know? Absolutely.
Don't But yeah, man, that's my thoughts on wholesaling, man. I think you need to get into it. It's the, you know, best way to do it. One thing I do want to address is, like, you know, Stephen said it real quick in the beginning, is mindset. You know, real estate is a mindset that you have to have. And just know that you're not going to get the first deal that you come across. So any kind of limiting belief from childhood or from people that you hang out with or from your parents, you need to let that go. You need to let go, like, man, I can't make it in real estate. I can't, you know, that's for rich people. You, any of these beliefs that you have surrounding real estate, you should just let it go, because real estate is so easy. I swear to God, a 15 or 16 year old can do it. And there are some out there doing it. You know,
yeah, they have. I was going to say, not that can do it. They are doing it. He's right, man. The mindset. I mean, we can do a whole podcast just on mindset, guys. And believe it or not, like, your mindset actually, so we can give you like a list of ways to find properties and find motivated sellers. But to be honest, I've had deals just come out of nowhere by talking. Nobody even know about me doing real estate. And we just so happen to get on the topic. And that's not advertising at all. So yeah, mindset actually will attract deals to you without traditional marketing sources. So it's crazy. So that's huge. We'll have to do a whole podcast on that.
And not only, it's like I was saying a few minutes ago, what he's saying is right. Obviously, laws of attraction, you attract whatever you want into your life, but you can only do that through thinking about the things that you want. You know what I mean? But you know what I meant to say about mindset, which is that also, when these deals don't go the way you want, you don't get discouraged and give up. You know what I mean? A lot of people didn't do their first deal in real estate till like a year in. You know what I mean? So you could be out here doing all the marketing in the world and people can blow your phone up, and you might not close the deal. So if you got 10 or 15 people that call you and you don't get the deal, do you give up or do you just push through it and keep going? When you're doing flips and you hit a wall to where so much shit coming to you from a deal, like, oh, the roof needs to be fixed, or the foundation needs to be fixed, or the electrical work needs to be fixed. Once you bought the house and you get inside, do you give up? Do you get defeated? When you need more money to get the flip going and you don't know where it's going to come from, what you gonna do? You gonna push through, or you gonna fold, or you gonna focus on that one deal and be stuck? Like, oh man, now I'm focused on this one deal. Now you don't let the marketing go. You don't let all the other aspects of your life go because you're stressed out over this one deal. So you gotta have a mindset to be like, all right, man, it's only one deal, and then move on to the next. Move on to the next. Don't get stuck on one deal, and don't get stuck in, you know, stressing yourself out over one house.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, man, I don't really have anything to say about that except for, you know, that's why you have to do so much due diligence, and you've got to be prepared so when that kind of stuff comes up. I've got a project I'm working on right now, and I underestimated some glass. The house was made out of glass. I actually thought you could just clean the glass, and it turns out I'm going to have to replace a good portion of it. $10,000 mistake, you know. But, you know, you just got to make sure you did your due diligence. You know, you win some, you lose some, you know, but overall, what I can say is, even through those mistakes, you know, I've been profitable, and it's definitely a way to stabilize wealth for your family.
And I got a deal in the gut, like you were saying. We got into the house. It was only supposed to be like a $25,000 rehab. And then we get into the house and the entire electrical needs to be redone. And so the city inspector had to come out there, and he was so nitpicky with everything. And we were in a flow with, you know, cash flow and everything. And this inspector came in, and it just stopped the entire project. We had to rip off some sheetrock in the kitchen so he could see that, even though another city official came out and said it was good to go. This new inspector that came out was like, no, I need to see all of it. So we had to rip the sheetrock down. So that cost more money. You know what I mean? And so then he came out again and was like, oh, you need the right covers for this. Like, he was so nitpicky with the deal. But nonetheless, you know what I mean, so many more problems arose in this particular house, and then we kind of got stuck in it. You know what I mean? We kind of got, you know, that's what he's saying. Like, we got stuck in this house, and we were like, oh, what are we going to do? So this particular house, we so far off schedule with the house. I was like, man, instead of us stressing over it, let's just not put any more money into it. List it for, like, you know, less than what we wanted to make for it, and list it as an investor special, and see if we can drive the price up on the MLS to make some investors come in here It only needs some, you know, a couple more $1,000 to get done, but I'm over the house. I'm over the situation because it was initially a 6-week flip that turned into 7 months. You know what I mean? Just because of what's going on with the city. So I'm like, all right, let's just let it go and let another investor come in and take over. We just make sure that we don't go negative on the house and someone else can come in. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I could have got defeated and be like, oh my God, this house is not what I'm going to do. And no, man. if I wasn't educated enough to know how to pivot in a situation like that, that's another reason why you got to be educated. It's like, all right, this is the scenario. How much we in the negative? What can we do? Boom, we figured it out. We made a pivot. So that's why mindset is huge and having an education. So if you don't go through a platform like Residual Road, there's a million people who try to teach people how to do real estate online. You know what I mean? So if you don't use us, you know, me, Stefan, or whoever else is on our team, find a mentor, man. Like athletes, people at the top of their game have coaches, have mentors. Most millionaires have, again, 2 to 3 mentors for different things. One might have a life coach. One might have a personal trainer. One might have a financial coach. One might have a financial advisor. Like, you need these for a reason. You know what I mean? And if it's not us, then find someone to be able to give you the advice that you need when you're in situations like that, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit the nail in the coffin on that one, man. Because I just thought about that as you was talking. Like, we all, you seek the best, you know, as far as whatever you do. So, you know, when you're seeking the best results, you gotta seek people that know what they're doing. So, you know, you guys, just if you're gonna get into this, make sure you study, get you a mentor. The rest, you just jump in and do it.
Most people have the issue with starting. That's all it is. You know what I mean? Like, just start, man. You gotta start somewhere. Don't be scared, like, oh. And if you are scared, again, this is the reason why you should get a mentor. I got a mentor in the beginning. I wanted to get into it, but I was like, you know what? Let me shorten my learning curve by talking to someone who's done this. And that's what I did. And I shortened my learning curve by a substantial amount. And I've made a ton of money. I've created multiple platforms for people to invest in real estate, educational platform, a mobile app, all kinds of different things, just because I shortened my learning curve by having a mentor or a coach. So you can either figure it out and wing it on your own and take 6 to 7 months to 2 or 3 years to get your first deal, or you can just invest in yourself and just pay $600, $200, whatever the case is, and just get someone to help you out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But cool, man. That's pretty much what I want to talk about. I just want to address wholesaling and let people know that's the way to get in. That's the number one way that I would suggest starting out. And then from there, progressing to other avenues of real estate other than fix and flop. Like, you don't got to do fix and flips. Do subject twos. You know what I mean? Do multifamily. Do something like that. Go straight to, you know, wholesaling. Do wholesale to $100,000 or $200,000, and then go buy a 16-unit apartment complex and get the cash flow from that. You don't got to be a flipper.
You can do owner finance. Like, I mean, different ways. Like Andre said, wholesaling will open you up to the world of real estate, to where you can explore and still make money. Because once you start wholesaling, there's so many different facets, man. Like, and you kind of, from that point, you kind of discover your niche and what you're good at. So that's all I got, man. But yeah, wholesaling has been great for me.
Definitely, man. Well, thank you guys. Again, go to How to Make $100,000 Wholesaling Using Zillow for 10 hours a week on YouTube. Listen to podcasts. Man, just get started. You know, residualroads.com. Reach out, sign up. We got a class coming up November 20th. Man, take advantage. You know, look at my videos, Andre Stewart 1 on Instagram, and same thing on Facebook. So, Stephanie, you can give your information.
Yeah, you guys can check me out at Solid Properties TN. I give tips and tricks on there. SolidPropertiesTN.com is my website. And, you know, feel free. But as far as the education mentorship, feel free to get with Andre on that. And we'd love to have you guys as part of the team.
Let's make money, guys. All right, man. Get started. Take care.
Peace.